This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's the Alex Jones Show with yours truly, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I don't know why I do that. Nobody else does. But I just do stuff different. Never know what I'm doing when I do it, but it always seems to work. That's the mystery, isn't it? Now, I didn't grow up when I was a kid wanting to be a cop. I didn't grow up worshiping police. I grew up with family that were pretty highly educated, and a lot of them that had been in different areas of the world and seen things other people hadn't seen. And they said, listen, government brings in the drugs. Police department works for the feds. Here's how the cow ate the cabbage. But America still, compared to other countries, is a great place to live. So I set out to try to reform the police and criticize the bad things they do. That's why I'm pretty much the perfect person to cover this, because everybody knows I made four films and wrote books to cover in the police state. I'm not in some, you know, you got Anglophiles that worship English and Francophiles that worship the French and Russophiles that worship the Russians and I guess Japophiles that love the Japanese. I just love freedom. And I see the attempt to put all the sins of government and all the corruption of our elite on the police. And I'm like, the average cop's getting like $40,000 a year, has the highest rates of suicide. They're busting their ass. They got a crap job. And I'm not buying into this whole thing. Let me get the emails from Soros, how they're planning a big civil war and the rest of it years after I told you it was a civil war. Not that I'm a rocket scientist. I've seen divide and conquer before in history. But man, I got to tell you, MSNBC has reached a level that I don't even know how to respond at this point. I mean, I watched the footage. I tried to be realistic, and I noticed it came from the right to the left, and we blew the footage up, and clearly it's three gloves falling out of the guy's pocket. The black cop had shot the black guy. God rest his soul. Keith Lamont Scott. And then MSNBC, when I can figure it out, one of our contributors, Mark Dice, can figure it out. They know what's going on. They think their viewers are dumb. But on their video, they don't really show it slow. They say it's slowed down, but it's barely slowed down. You slow it down, it falls out of the cop's pocket. It's a damn glove. And I'm just like, man, how do you get that evil where you sit there and try to frame people? I mean, it's not like it's some rogue cop framing somebody. That's bad enough. It's the giant media organization with thousands of employees doing this. It just illustrates who we're dealing with. So let's go to the clip of Mark Dice breaking down the frame up and then the actual frame up. Here it is.
Now, countless liberal lunatics are claiming that police planted the gun on Keith Scott after footage has been released of the incident, which show police ordering him a dozen times to drop the gun. Let's have a look at this idiotic, insane claim where we can clearly see that what's put on the ground or dropped on the ground isn't a gun, it is a glove. The officer here is clearly putting a glove on, and as he pulls out his glove, you can see that one or two fall out of his pocket. Later on, he picks up the glove, and even if they were to think about planting a gun on him, they certainly wouldn't do it when there is a woman yelling and screaming at them 25 feet away, where they know that they would be captured on video doing it. And even if a cop were to plant a gun on a suspect, getting another cop to go along with such an egregious crime would be almost impossible, let alone getting a half a dozen police officers to agree to committing the frame job.
Mark Dice is always on fire. I love him. We already played the clip. If you missed it, just tuned in. Infowars.com. MSNBC pushes narrative that police may have planted a gun on Keith Lamont Scott. Our country is being taken over by multinationals. We're having our whole future destroyed. Our jobs shipped overseas. We've got weirdo Nazi collaborator George Soros funding a race war starting with attacking the police, which will only turn the police into a hit squad murder team. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. We do not want to do this with the police.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sunday, September 25th, 2016, 43 days out from the November 8th general election, the final countdown. And Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign back in 2000 and again in 2015 when he first announced, is our guest for the next 30 minutes. And Leanne McAdoo on this Sunday live edition will be in studio with her take on all this. Roger will be joining us tomorrow night. We're going to have coverage for an hour before. We've licensed the feed to carry the full debate for an hour and a half between Donald Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then 2 hours of phone calls and clips and fact-checking. So 4+ hours of analysis kicks off tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. So I'll do 4 hours tomorrow, then I'm going to come and do 4 more hours because wild horses couldn't drag me away. And also tomorrow morning, Roger doesn't know about this yet, but it ties into some news that's already here in front of us from Breitbart. I want to get his take on a big breaking story we've got about Hillary and her warmongering and working with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Islamic State. Breitbart's kind of got a smell of this early. Hillary Clinton sponsored Secret of Arab Spring program that destabilized the Middle East. So I'll get Roger's take on this once I can show him the article tomorrow. It'll be up at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time when Paul Watson, who just finished it today, posted. So much to cover. So much to break down. Roger, I've got a stack of polls here showing Trump continuing to surge, but then I've got mainstream articles about dead voters voting in Colorado where he's surging. We haven't talked in a few days, so I don't know what's front and center for you, the master of the dark art of telling the truth. I'm a dark art. You're a master of dark art, so I guess I'm your minion. What are we dealing with here, Dark Lord?
We're conspiracy analysts is what we are, as Gore Vidal used to say. Alex, I'm in New York City, kind of in the bunker, preparing some of the grassroots support for Donald Trump at this debate. And I've got to tell you, I've been putting in long hours. If it was not for Brain Force, which really has given me an enormous amount of clarity and energy. Now, you didn't pay me to say that. I didn't tell you I was going to say it. It's merely a fact.
Well, thank you. I saw you on the road at the RNC with big bottles of it. It is the best nootropic, the healthiest brain booster out there. So thanks for the plug, Roger Stone.
Well, look, I've been into alternative medicine, Eastern-based medicine, for many years. The Chinese, even the Egyptians, knew more about the healing qualities of herbs and the importance of vitamins. I know they try to use it to make us sound like we're odd, but they're the ones.
Hey, hang that albatross around our necks. We love it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm feeling very confident going into this debate because the Donald Trump that I have known for 40 years is an instinctual fighter.
In fact, I was reading, he's not even doing the AP reports pre-debate. He is going to rise to the occasion.
There are some inside his camp who have tried to press him into these mock debates where somebody plays Hillary and Donald would play himself. Now, Gerald Posner actually sent me an email offering to put on a size 16 pantsuit and play Hillary if Trump wanted him. That's not Trump's style.
So you've been offered to play Hillary already?
Well, this gentleman volunteered. The famous author of the book, Case Closed,
yes,
bolstered the Warren Commission, an attorney, a wily debater. He's wrong, of course, at least on that issue. But, Alex, I commend to you his books on Saudi influence in the United States politics and the early dangers of al-Qaeda, on which his books are on the money.
Boy, Trump sure destroyed Hillary when he said it was a bombing in New York, and then it was a bombing in New York, and then for 2-3 days she said it wasn't a bombing, and then now we've got another Islamist attack out in Seattle. It seems like the stars are lining up against Hillary.
Well, I think she carries a lot of baggage into the debate. The point, of course, is that Trump is not going to do the formal kind of mock debating. Nobody's going to play him, not Gerald Posner, not Laura Ingraham, not anybody. He has his own way of preparing. So, yes, people who ask me, is he preparing? Yes, in his own way. He's thinking. He's taking notes. Once in a while, he asks people questions. He doesn't tell you what he thinks of your answer. He's got a wide cross-section of very smart friends. But at the end of the day, there's only one Trump advisor that matters. That's Donald Trump. No one can put words in his mouth. The idea of remembering a zinger, he just doesn't work that way. Now, Roger Ailes, who is, to my mind, one of the smartest guys ever in television, and who's a longtime friend of Donald's, who has no formal capacity in the campaign, did, however, tell Donald advice that he gave Ronald Reagan, the same advice I gave Ronald Reagan, the same advice I would give Mr. Trump, but I don't like to divulge our personal conversations, that he should be thematic, stick to the big picture. You don't need to know how many freighters are in our naval force or the name of every sub-chief of a tribe in Africa. You just need to stick to the general themes. You may remember when Reagan debated Mondale, and he was prepared for his debate by Dick Darman from Harvard, former Elliot Richardson aide, and Jim Baker. They tried to cram Reagan's head with facts and figures and statistics. Nancy Reagan later said they brutalized her husband. It was the only debate in his long political career that he lost. So it is with Trump. He will win this debate his way.
Well, obviously, he's somebody that nobody would want to debate on his feet if he's himself. What about Hillary, though? I mean, she can't be out in public more than 10, 15 minutes. She's been missing for a week. She's with weird blue screens behind her, coughing and choking on TV when she does show up for a few minutes. Her eyes are pointing different directions. I'm not being mean. She looks like a cancer patient. What is she going to do? I mean, I don't think, quite frankly, I don't think she can show up and do 90 minutes with no break.
Well, in negotiations, I can tell you, it was Trump who insisted on standing. Her aides preferred being seated. It was Trump who insisted 90 minutes, no long bathroom breaks, no commercial interruptions. So Trump has gotten a format that I think is beneficial.
That's my next question. This is a godsend. How did this happen? Everything's been rigged against him. How suddenly do the gods of manna open up the sky and he gets exactly what makes sense?
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. There's a woman on this moderating list who she doesn't have the first debate, but I believe she has the last.
So they've got some knives and daggers and things hidden.
Obama attended this woman's wedding. She's a good friend of the Clintons. So I don't know who agreed to these set of moderators. I note that Donald Trump came out the other day and said no moderators. Lincoln versus Douglas.
Exactly.
Biggest debates of all time.
But still, it's a bigger challenge than that so-called, you know, commander-in-chief debate a few weeks ago that was just 30 minutes with her, 30 minutes with him.
And which, indisputably, she has some kind of earpiece. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, she just told the FBI recently that she can't remember anything.
And she's got this black Secret Service agent jumping up saying, keep going, just act calm, everything's fine.
Right. So, you know, I've seen video of her falling off the back of the stage. I mean, she's doing practice.
Roger, we're about to go to break, but let me ask you this. In your gut, do you think she shows up, and if she does, does she have a coughing fit, or she collapse?
All right, when we return.
Again, we want to plug the websites that carry both your books, the Clinton's War on Women, the Bush Crime Family, InfoWarsStore.com. Can Hillary Clinton, I mean this, because quite frankly, I want this to happen tomorrow night. I want Trump to destroy her. And this is a serial criminal. I just can't wait to see it. But I am absolutely questioning myself right now. You know, will she show up? I don't think she can. I mean, she's been gone for a week. If she does, what are the bets? Coughing fit, 90%. Falling down, 30-40%. I mean, having to hang on the podium. But will that be her victimhood? In the new America, will it be if she, like, craps her diapers, her adult diapers? Will that be read by the Democrats as the new tea leaves, the new portend to worship? Roger Stone from StoneColdTruth.com, straight ahead.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And the Empire is corporate crony capitalists that are anti-free market, that work with different forms of authoritarianism. Our guest is going to be with us till 45 after. The last segment, we're going to have purely to cover news with Leah McAdoo, but she's here riding shotgun with us right now through this segment and the next. Pop it any time, Leah. We've got two more segments with Roger Stone. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be live on the air. And then we've got the coverage of the debate an hour before. I'm actually licensing the debate, so I'll be carrying it live for an hour and a half. And then 2 hours after, so I want to invite Roger, who's obviously a busy guy, to pop in during or after the debate tomorrow. But, Roger, I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat at a level I've never been before. Obviously, you're the former head of the Trump campaign, his friend for a long time, been advising, doing a great job. But I see the power structure in total panic, Ted Cruz being forced to endorse, the neocons basically falling, the Republican establishment dying. We've got inside videos on InfoWars of Democratic Party leaders saying, we like Trump, the Democrats we know all like Trump. Talk about a landslide. I don't want to be overconfident here, but it looks like that, as I said earlier, the stars are aligned against Hillary Clinton. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, if you want evidence that Donald Trump is about to win, merely look at the endorsement of him by Ted Cruz. This guy is a weasel who knifed Donald Trump in the back at the Republican National Convention, Nelson Rockefeller style. But now he's figured out that there's an avalanche coming. There's a tidal wave of reform coming as angry Americans storm the polls. There is, in fact, I think, a small but significant hidden vote in that it is not socially cool to be for Donald Trump. On the other hand, anyone who's seen Hillary attempt to dance should realize that this is the least cool candidate of all time.
So the Republican establishment is panicking. They're on the wrong side of history. How do they counterstrike? What do they do now?
Well, I think they're kind of running out of options. Trump's gains most recently in the polls, Alex, were largely Republicans coming home, meaning they are deserting their neocon leaders because the Republican establishment always pretends to be conservative.
Exactly. I shot a video yesterday that's gone viral that I say Ted Cruz endorsed of Trump marks the end of Glenn Beck and the Republican establishment.
Well, in essence, yes. It is. He's obviously trying to save his political career. By the way, I am hopeful that former Governor Rick Perry will choose to challenge the globalist Bush boy, Ted Cruz, who's, as you know, Alex, his campaign, underwritten secretly by Wall Street, enormous suspicious loans that he never reported.
Exactly. Let's be clear. We're not mad at him in a pissing contest because he tried to defeat Trump. It's that he's a Judas Iscariot, a Benedict Arnold. He was always a fake. We know he'll turn against us in the future. That's why Cruz and Beck must be basically marked out here.
Yes. Ted Cruz is a Quisling. His wife is in the Council on Foreign Relations. I rest my case. Let's move on.
Exactly. So, Goldman Sachs. But it shows a collapse in confidence for Hillary. So what comes next?
Well, as I have discussed, there are a number of options available to them. The most obvious one is to steal this election. Now, the Democrats try to dismiss this, and they try to distract us into believing that voter fraud is the only issue, and that is non-existent. Well, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. It's widely practiced in the Democratic regimes. Fox News the other night had an excellent series on people who voted in two states in the same year. So it most certainly exists. But I'm more concerned, as you know, with vote rigging. Look what Trump has said. These elections are rigged. We have established by a Stanford study that shows it was done to Bernie Sanders that these machines are easily rigged for a desired result.
So that's the big problem. And we see Hillary in these weird, where she's actually like a whole new person babbling, saying, why ain't I going to win 50 point? She seems to be melting down. So I guess she's betting everything on election fraud.
Well, again, 45 days is an eternity in politics. We certainly know the trajectory of this race. Trump is gaining. Now 2 points down in Pennsylvania. Extraordinary. This is their stronghold. The Philadelphia machine, of course, is famous for election fraud and non-existent and dead voters. Here's a trivia question for you, Alex. What state has more dead people on the state voter rolls than any other? Why, it's the Keystone State. This is Armageddon. The reason Trump is gaining here is because he has an appeal in western Pennsylvania that no Republican has ever had before.
That's right. They say he's either ahead or in a dead heat or 3 points behind in Pennsylvania in a bunch of different polls. What does that mean?
Well, essentially, there are white, patriotic, God-fearing, tax-paying Democrats who are most likely union members. In western Pennsylvania, it is a stronghold for the unions, and these Americans are rejecting Hillary. They voted for Obama, they voted for Hillary's husband, but they are now voting for Donald Trump. This, in a way, offsets the huge loss he's going to get in the city of Philadelphia. He's going to come out of there 750,000 votes down, perhaps more, if the machine does its job. The counties around Philadelphia, once reliably Republican, are now really purple.
Well, what about the Google poll they admittedly did where she was 20-something points ahead? Now she's only 5 points ahead. That's what really panicked her. And 2 days after that, she went to D.C. to give a speech. I mean, if she can't win D.C., my God.
Yeah, look, she's Trump now ahead in Ohio. Despite the fact that the Kasich machine and the state Republicans are doing everything humanly possible to undermine the campaign.
Sure. So what about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying in Congress yesterday, or Friday, 2 days ago, he's been ordered to attack Russia, and he doesn't think it's a good idea. I mean, he's been ordered by Obama to start World War III. I played the clip earlier. I mean, I can't believe I'm reading these headlines. I played the clip. I mean, it seems like, what will they pull? A war? An economic collapse? A race war?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Isn't it Trump who's in bed with the Russians? This line of attack needs to be addressed. Dianne Feinstein, a tired old Democratic hack who's been in the Senate a long time and whose husband has made millions in sweetheart federal questionable deals, is calling for an investigation into Trump's business affairs in Russia or with Russians, of which he has none. Big headline.
Sure, but meanwhile, Obama is ordering an attack on Russian forces. This is mainstream news.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how craven and disingenuous it is.
They can't win an election here. They're going to start World War III. Arrest these people.
I think that they will do just about anything they can get away with.
So that's my question. We're going to break, coming back with you in closing. What are they going to pull? Roger Stone, the consummate political insider, not the insider like he's an establishment, but the guy that knows what's going on. Roger always gives us what he really thinks. You know, for over a year he's saying Trump's behind. Oh, my God, I'm so worried. Now he says Trump's way ahead, which is clearly he is. What do they pull? I mean, they're trying to start wars, economic collapse, race riots, George Soros, hundreds of millions to start race riots. What happens? Roger Stone will ask you with Leanne McAdoo straight ahead on Alex Jones. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Leanne McAdoo is here, one of our great reporters. She'll be co-hosting with myself tomorrow night during the pre-debate, debate, and after debate. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign confidant, will be joining us in the post-debate after 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. But Leanne, it's funny. You were wanting to bring up a subject when you called me yesterday and said, hey, I want to come on the show Sunday, which you're always welcome to do. I always say, come on when you want to come on. You wanted to bring up Jennifer Flowers and the genius of Trump coming out and saying, oh, you want to bring Mark Cuban to put in the front stage? I'll bring somebody that he settled the sex case with, Jennifer Flowers. So It's funny. Then Stone during the break wants to bring this up, so you're on the same page. Right. You go ahead and lead this interview with Roger Stone.
Right. And now even, of course, as the media coming out today saying, well, now the Trump camp is backpedaling. They're not going to have Jennifer Flowers. She's not there. He tweeted, perhaps I'll have her in the front row.
She says she wants to come.
She said right away. She's like, I'll be there. I would love to be your VIP guest.
Better look at the Mark Cuban.
What I thought was so genius about it, and this is just the genius of how Trump can control the media and control the narrative, is even if she never does show up to become his guest, it forced the media to have to report on just who Jennifer Flowers is, because there's so many young people under 30 who have no idea who Jennifer Flowers is. They don't believe all the stories about Bill Clinton or, you know, what people have been bringing up. So, and they're one of the largest voting blocks now.
They don't know about what a predator this guy is, exactly. Or I stole the Haitian money. Roger Stone.
Yeah.
This is exactly right. First of all, the prelude to a debate is somewhat like the prelude to a prize fight. You're supposed to psych out and taunt your opponent. This is the genius of Trump. He didn't say he was inviting her. He said perhaps he was inviting her. Now, the Clinton campaign said they were inviting Mark Cuban, a man who made all of his money in a Federal Reserve-created boom in which most Americans lost billions. So I imagine that Mr. Cuban wants Hillary's loose Fed policies so he can continue to be a pirate. He sold his company to Yahoo for a year.
Sure, how pathetic is he wanting to join the campaign to be a VP a year ago, now butthurt? I mean, is he really just lusting after Donald Trump? Is this kind of a latent gay worship thing?
He and Trump have not been close friends, but he went from mildly kind of saying, well, you got to give the guy credit, to now being the attack dog.
So he's a spurned, he's a spurned latent, and there's nothing wrong being gay.
Because didn't Mark Cuban open up his stadium to him at the last minute for his huge crowds that Trump had and at the last minute?
So Cuban's got a crush on him and is spurned.
Well, it's worse than that. This poor bastard goes out and defends the Clinton Foundation. They push him out to say, oh, no, it's a great charity. It's like that jackass James Carville. People will die if they go out of business. No, people have already died because they're in business. Black Lives Matter, unless you live in Haiti, unless you live in Libya, or any place else that the Clintons wish to.
Were they only gave 5.7% of the money they gave?
Right. They only wanted to get in there because they wanted to steal the resources.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, what's interesting here, and I can tell you this, is that immediately after Trump posted this, Dolly Kyle contacted me. Someone who had spoken to Juanita Broderick contacted me. Paula Jones representative contacted me. And they were all willing to come to the debate or do anything else to let people know on behalf of Donald Trump the way Hillary Clinton has led the attack on women. Bill Clinton is a sexual predator who has abused women. This is about violence against women. Hillary has covered it up, and therefore she is complicit in it. And these women are all more credible than Hillary Clinton.
Right. Now, you know what I'm curious about, Mr. Stone? What do you think about the fact that Fox News had an article up yesterday talking about Bill Clinton being on Epstein's plane, and they actually released the plane log there showing how many times Bill Clinton...
What, the pedo plane?
Yes. The
admitted child rape plane?
Off to Orgy Island. Like, how...
Yeah, why is Clinton on the pedophile plane?
Now, all of a sudden, they're reporting on it.
First of all, with all due respect to the New York Times, Nick Bryant broke the story for Gawker. He had it all. There's not a morsel of news in the Times story today that doesn't tell us what Brian already told. He is not a conservative, not a Republican, and one of the greatest investigative reporters living today.
No, you're right. Gawker did break him.
Mr. Epstein gave money to the Clinton Foundation. It has not only never been returned, but it mysteriously disappeared from their voluntary website. We know that Clinton visited the hedonistic Orgy Island that Epstein...
So what does this mean? He's blackmailed? He's compromised?
Well, it's very hard to say. The rumor has always been that Epstein, a billionaire hedge fund manager, financial genius, had video of Bill. Anything is possible in this murky world. Yeah. We do know that he was given a slap on the wrist by both Democrats in Florida and the Republicans in Washington.
All right, Stone, let me ask you this, because you're going to be on with us tomorrow night. StoneColdTruth.com, carry both your books, InfoWarsStore.com, and your Bill Clinton rape shirt. So important to wear that, expose what's happening. What else is on your radar? What else are you looking for? What else are you concerned about? Then Leanne, jump in with what else you're concerned about.
Well, you have the entire question of the decree consent that the Republicans foolishly signed in 1982, which essentially prevents many of the stop-the-steal activities that we have been looking at, potentially leading the way to an enormous legal battle. If the polls are unattended, only the watchers for the federal government and the watchers for the Democratic Party are watching the polls.
And how naked is that? First we bring it up, Trump brings it up, it doesn't exist. Now, we got to have the UN come in and the Justice Department run everything. That's pretty clear.
What a joke.
Yes, I think that's it is one of the dangers. I have said many times on this show, and I repeat it, that I fear for Trump's physical safety. It's not something I want to belabor, but he is leading a revolution, and he is threatening.
Sure, so election fraud, Trump assassination, big war, October surprise. What about a fake attempted assassination on Hitler?
The globalists will do anything. They killed John Kennedy. They infiltrated the Watergate burglar teams to botch the mission and bring Nixon down. They lied about health care. They lied about war in Libya.
So the sky's the limit. The next 40-something days is an epic time to be alive.
Muammar Gaddafi had agreed to abdicate and had given, in three different negotiations, everything Hillary's State Department wanted. Everything. We still spent $1 billion bombing that country, killing black people, and deposing a guy who was sharing his intelligence with us, who had renounced.
Well said. Well said. You're back with us tomorrow after the debate at 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. Leanne, final comment. We're going to come back with you after Roger Stone leaves, but final question for him.
Well, we see they're already planning World War III behind the scenes. This might be the October surprise that we're all going to get nuked before anyone gets into office. Trump's already said he is running on diplomacy, not destruction. Meanwhile, we know Hillary Clinton's just going to get in there, and if she gets in, she's going to take out another player on the
floor. So are you saying, what is the October surprise?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is Trump's plan?
Roger, what is the October surprise, or how will Trump counter this?
If I reveal surprises that could come in October, I would be telegraphing punches. This is going to be a very close, very hard-fought campaign.
Well, you got some gigantic juices that you promised to at least in near time. Give us one of the explosives, others explosives. But we're going to have some explosives right here, right, sweetie?
Giblets.
Well, I think that's a high probability. There's a lot to play out yet. The WikiLeaks are going to be significant. The debates are going to be significant.
It's one hell of a time to be alive, and if you go to StoneColdTruth.com, you'll find it all. Roger Stone, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central, during the post-debate coverage. Thank you, sir.
Good to be here.
Yeah, good to be here. This is a hell of a time to be alive at InfoWars.com. Can't believe it. We are the tip of the spear. That ain't hype. We are it, baby. Stay with us. Leanne's coming up. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to Leanne Mack.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command
Center. In the heart.
In the heart of the resistance.
You know what's great? That's not high.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
All true. All we do. All truth. You're listening.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the people. We'll give you everything you need. Hold on to the good times. All right, Liam, we got 10 minutes left. We didn't take calls today. We will tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the weekday show. Huge coverage, 7 o'clock Central, past 10 o'clock of the live debate. Huge tomorrow, Infowars.com/show. Get your friends and family and neighbors with that link to tune in, Infowars.com/show. This is a battle against mainstream media. It's a battle for hearts and minds. It's an info war. Leanne, take over.
I am really excited about tomorrow night's coverage. I know I'm just going to be one of the millions, tens of millions of people out there that are watching this debate and cannot wait. With bated breath, we're all sitting. And, of course, when the announcement that Trump said, perhaps I'll bring Jennifer Flowers in and have her sit on the front row, I just was like, oh, my gosh, grab the popcorn. It just got real. Ringside seats to this show.
Got gangster.
Yeah. I mean, Trump does not care. But, you know, they would really don't have enough room in the audience for all of the women who are Bill Clinton's alleged sexual
victims.
So, yeah, but truly, it was interesting being able to talk to young people. There was a young girl I was out and trying to explain to her who this woman was, and she had no idea. And that's what's so key about how Trump could play the media like that and force them to have to talk about who Jennifer Flowers was.
It's like Back to the Future.
Young people are a massive voting bloc now, and they have no idea about who the Clintons really are. So I think that was pretty awesome. But one thing that, you know, concerns me is regardless of who wins this election, we have wars on all fronts right now. Not only World War III, as the Pentagon is demanding a no-fly zone for Russia over Syria, which you sent me the video yesterday with General Dunford basically saying, I'm not going to call for a no-fly
zone. He said this means war with Russia.
This means we're going to war with not only Russia, but also Syria. And not only that, but wasn't it the U.S. that was making those accidental airstrikes? So why are they the only ones that are allowed to fly? So they can take out...
Our own generals don't want to do this, but it's our own elite that are doing it. They're disconnected. Right. What does your gut tell you? I can't believe if she can't show up for 20 minutes of a speech for months, how is she going to debate Donald Trump commercial-free for 90 minutes? I mean, I don't want to be proven wrong, but my gut tells me she can't show, or maybe she can. I mean, what's going to happen?
Okay, well, let's not put it past the rich and super powerful, the type of life extension technology they're going to be pumping into this woman.
Baby blood transfusion.
Totally. Like, she's taking the last 6 days off.
Sacrifice 19 babies tomorrow.
Cult sacrifice. Yeah, like, she's going to be...
We're being sarcastic.
Wink, wink.
Leanne McAdoo says she's drinking 18 babies' blood.
It's 17.
Sorry.
But no, seriously, I mean, you saw the last time that she had to make her stand and she was there talking to the veterans and she just was like, her eyes were like bulging out of her head.
They got some special drugs.
Absolutely. And she only needs to stand up on her own for 90 minutes, you know, talk her through. It's like when you're doing spin class or something.
You know, as General Flynn said, you see how mad she got? This cannot be our commander-in-chief.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? That's what they're saying is going to be her strategy tomorrow in the debate, because neither one of them can really afford to lob bombs at the other one because, you know, they're trying to get people to start liking
them. Look all reasonable.
Yeah. They're trying to get their poll numbers up, their likability up. So if they continue to lob these bombs at each other, that's not really a very smart strategy, especially for Clinton, because Trump just seems to absorb everything that's thrown his way, and then it just makes him more powerful, like the whole Pepe debacle. People just
I didn't know that frogs were racist. Well, I didn't see one at the park the other day. I was like, oh, racist frog. And
racist riveting. But I think that what Hillary Clinton is going to try and do is lob these bombs at Trump to throw him off his game, because I think he's going to go in there and try to, you know, appear presidential. And
she's going to try to piss him off.
She's going to try and throw him off and make him react in some way so that she can then, for the next week with the news, they can say, he's unfit to be president. That's not presidential at all. Oh, my goodness. It just like they were when he said something about Jennifer Flowers. They were like, have some class. Oh,
no, I agree,
gosh.
But I mean, at your gut level, no one knows. Special drugs, resting a week, does she... arrogantly try to make it, because she gave a speech Monday and was like 10 minutes and it was like she was coughing as she went off stage, and then her eyes are pointing different directions with these green screens, these short things she does. I mean, how does she go up against Trump for 90 minutes? I don't see her showing up, Leanne.
I don't know.
You know, we don't just say she's sick and the Secret Service told us she has convulsions every 15 minutes unless she's on a bunch of drugs. And then she's so drugged up, she looks like she's, you know, Mr. Sleepy Elf.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like people forget that before she even admitted to having pneumonia, she was taking days off from the campaign trail. She was already taking days of rest. It's not just all of a sudden.
So what's your gut tell you? Does she show up? I think she's arrogant. I think she shows up has coughing fits. Remember, she, one debate, she had 10 minutes in the bathroom?
I know. She couldn't come back.
What if Trump lovingly changed her diaper?
I hate to make predictions like that, but I've got to tell you, I kind of got a little excited last week and like some goosebumps because I was like, man, she's going to cough. The way they've
I had a dream up. Over a month ago where she was in a debate with Trump and falls over during it and like hits her head. But Trump says something mean and she does it, so it's his fault.
Oh, of course.
So she wins the election.
How dare he attack her and throw those accusations that she cause her to faint. But that's the thing. It's like with everything that's propping this woman up, all of the media outlets out there, all the newspapers, all of the establishment, every single thing that she's got working for her, it's her health and her dark heart.
What do you think's going on with her? Because she does look progressively worse. And I actually, as a fellow human, feel sorry for at least that body. You know, I have empathy. I mean, I don't like her seeing her.
Yeah, it's not nice.
What do you think's going on with her?
Well, she should just be, you know, now she's your sweet little grandma. Honestly, Alex, I think people, you embody that cancer. You can only hide it for so long or treat yourself with these life extension technologies for so long. But if you're truly an evil person and you're bad continuously for decades, lying to people, that starts to fester inside of your body like a cancer.
So Hillary's cancer has come home, whether it's spiritual or physical.
I agree. That's what I think. That's truly
I'm kind of saying what you're saying. So
yeah.
What does your gut tell you? Because, for me, I keep saying emblematic, but it really is a symbol of the corrupt, disconnected elite that they think they can run. Hillary, who was having brain surgery reportedly 4 years ago. I mean, why do they think we're so stupid?
Well, that's what Matt Drudge said, is that they think the American people are so stupid that they could literally have Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar. Lo and behold, a year later, it might just be Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar that's up there debating Trump.
I might vote for your brain in a jar. But not Hillary's.
Oh, man. But can you imagine? Her body's not going to make it. That's the thing. It's like you got to read that fine print when you make those deals with the devil. You know?
Well, Hillary is somebody that always smacks her lips about death, and she goes out of her way to kill Christians and others.
Yeah.
I mean, we get the whole spirit world. She's a very wicked person.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's the thing that's so frightening about it is that with this propping up, whoever gets in, they're going to have to be dealing with the whole mess. So we got Syria, the World War III that they're working on. And then we have here in our own country, civil unrest. I mean, look at the state of the country that we're in and how they've had to, in order to make it not a class war, because all the elite are, you know, getting all their bunkers and stuff ready. They don't want the class war just yet. So they have to have the race war to continue propping up this failed system for a little while longer.
That's right. Race war is before the class war. Because we don't want all the like rich rappers and stuff getting, you know, looted. It's so sad because I don't want to fight anybody. I don't want to be racist. I don't want to be race-based. But it's so naked when a black cop's pulling gloves out of his pocket. They say he's dropping guns on some guy.
Right. Or to how programmed your mind has to be that your brother gets shot by a black police officer. And yet you look at the camera and you say, white cops are the devil. White people are the devil. And it's like, dude, your brother was killed by a black cop. You're that programmed that it's still white people's fault? Like, it's just so racially charged.
Leanne, I'm excited. You'll be here with us tomorrow, kicking off at 7 o'clock Central with an hour of live coverage before. We'll have the debate with limited comment. We're going to just stream it. Infowars.com/show. Listeners, viewers, spread that link. Defeat the mainstream media. We need the biggest audience out there. We probably will. It's going to be huge. And then we're going to continue on after with live analysis. And it's going to be huge. Cross your fingers, though. Does Hillary show up? Is she arrogant enough? I say 50-50. Leanne, what do you say?
I say she's going to show up, but
I agree.
I think she's going to have a coughing fit.
I think she's arrogant enough. I think she's going to show up. And on drugs, though. She's going to be whacked out.
She's going to be whacked out.
So they were like, why ain't I 50 point ahead?
You're like, I'm ready to debate.
Who got these TVs, bitch? Tell me that. I mean, she is just like, you know.
Why am I 50 points?
All right, not anymore. All right, Leanne, great job. Great job to the crew. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, kickoff of the 4-hour transmission, the big transmission, 7 o'clock Central. Spread the word. It's the final countdown. Will America awaken? Will we take back control of our republic from the globalists? There's only 43 days until the general election. This is the InfoWar, and we are winning.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.